Andrew Kramer from 1500 ESPN in Minneapolis joined us. Andrew, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. I thought that the most important comment I heard today from Peterson was when he answered the question addressed to, you know, what he's been going through that got him into, I guess, this whole mess in the first place. Obviously, going back to the switch and you know, him delivering it way too many times to his son, and how he's maybe learned from that and dealing with it. Did you think he sounded sincere discussing that? And how much of an issue is that between him and the organization still?
I think he has kind of come around in terms of, I thought he addressed it well here in this press conference. It was about 20 minutes, so we had to listen to him. I don't believe this is an issue with the team anymore. The biggest thing with the team was, is he going to come back and is he going to be a headache or not? The thing the Vikings were worried about, especially as he calls for a reworked contract, which are demands that he still really hasn't backed down from, I think he realizes by showing up here is probably his best chance to get more money out of the team and not staying away and continuing a holdout. But when he was making remarks today, it seems to me like he feels he's in a good place in terms of being a father. He feels like he's gone through all of his court-mandated counseling now, and he feels like he's made those kind of changes in his life that he needs to make. And he talked about the time away from the team, which was 9 months. And it was a long time away from the team. He hasn't stepped foot in that building. Today was the first time he stepped foot in that building since last September when he was indicted. And he feels like he changed a lot as a person, as a father. And the Vikings obviously only hope that he's still the same running back.
Is he the same running back? I guess that's going to be the big question. Now, everybody thinks he's kind of one of those athletic freaks, and you know, he's been out a long time. And you know, most running backs, when they reach 30, they start to break down, excluding Frank Gore. But you wonder if all the time off, if this guy should maybe be younger and better than his age certificate, birth certificate says.
Yeah, he brought out that old line, age is just a number today, and that's great to say, Adrian, and people understand that, but at the same time, there's only been seven running backs in NFL history who have had decent seasons after the age of 30, and now Peterson is that transcendent talent. He is different than most people, but at the same time, you have to worry about him breaking down over the long term, because this is a guy who's only played 15 games since that 2012 MVP season. It's not like he's been on the field every time. He had an injury-marred season in 2013 when he came back, and obviously he only played one game last year. Now, what you got to worry about if you're the Vikings is, if you want to make him that workhorse centerpiece running back at age 30, you got to make sure he can hold up to it. To me, when I saw him today, he looked a little bit leaner. He looked like he had lost maybe 5 or 10 pounds. And that's not necessarily a bad thing when it comes to being older. You don't want more weight being put on those joints and ligaments that he's already had, you know, surgically repaired. And so, again, what you're worried about if you're the Vikings is, can he hold up? Now, you mentioned Frank Gore. Frank Gore is a guy who passed Adrian on the all-time rushing list last year, and clearly that was the big reason why he came back. He's not going to hold out. He's not going to miss any games. Nobody who knows him thought that was ever going to be the case. And so really this is the best case scenario for the Vikings for him to end it right now and come back, because now it's not going to be a question at every single practice, at every single training camp stop, of when's he going to come. Now you can kind of put that distraction in the background. Even if he is still going to be asking for a new contract, it's now going to be in the background of all this. It's not going to be at the forefront of every coach press conference that Mike Zimmer has.
Do you think they will give him a new contract or trade him?
Oh, I think trading is absolutely off the table. I think there's no way he's being traded. At one point, I thought it was a done deal. I thought everything that was being swirled around, that this guy was on his way out just because of how this team was headed in a different direction with Teddy Bridgewater, Anthony Barr, Cordero, all the young talent you have on this team. I thought that they had moved on from Adrian, but clearly that's not the point now. They passed the NFL draft. Whatever offers they got, they did not entertain seriously at all. And right now, I don't think a trade's on the table at all, short of Dallas coming up and saying, we'll give you a 2016 first and Orlando Scandrick or something like that, which is just a deal that I don't think in the craziest minds would ever happen. So right now, it comes down to, do you rework his deal to try and make him happy, or do you just say, hey, we're glad to have you back, now go earn more money on the field next year? This is a team that paid him $8 million, essentially, to play one game last year. Now, the Vikings did get about 6 game checks worth of credit toward the salary cap this year, but they paid him a lot of money not to play. And so I think they feel like they're owed a little bit of something from Adrian, just as the way Adrian kind of feels like he's owed from the Vikings, which a lot of people wonder, where is that kind of demand coming from, given your situation as a 30-year-old running back. But he was trying to play the leverage, whatever he had, and I think he and Ben Dogger, his agent, kind of realized there was nothing left to play, and then they kind of folded and showed up.
Andrew Kramer from 1500 ESPN joins us. Teddy Bridgewater made some pretty good progress in the second half of the season last year for the Vikings. You've got Adrian Peterson. He loves to run the ball. It would seem like a great security blanket to have so Bridgewater doesn't have to become a real pass-happy quarterback just yet. Do you see that being a good fit long-term or even, I guess, short-term if a trade is out of the question for Adrian Peterson? Is this a guy who's going to get the bulk of the offense so they can protect Bridgewater, or did Bridgewater just show you something that maybe they feel they can open the playbook a bit more for him this season?
Well, I think they're going to do a little of both. I think Adrian is a centerpiece on any offense you put him in the NFL, but I think they're going to try and follow. I mean, look at what Seattle's doing with Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch. It's working out pretty well for him to have Marshawn kind of be the guy that takes the hits on first and second down, and then on third down you have Russell Wilson do what he does. And I think with Teddy, they're different quarterbacks when we're talking about Russell and Teddy, but it's a similar philosophy in bringing a young guy along, and you're not putting everything on his shoulders. This kid, as great as Teddy was last year, he's not Andrew Luck. He's not the next transcendent thing, but he is going to be what the Vikings feel like, a great quarterback. And how to do that is to not put too much on his plate right away. And I think a big part of it's going to be having Adrian up front taking those hits that Teddy took last year. This is not a great offensive line by any stretch of the imagination. And so what Adrian can do is not only help Teddy take the load off him, but also be able to then make up for, at times, a defensive front that was kind of salivating at times looking at Teddy, because that offensive line wasn't stopping many people. You saw in 2012, Adrian runs for 2,100 yards, and Christian Ponder looks like a decent quarterback. So that's just the magic that kind of happens when you have a really dominant running back there.
Do you think they're going to be able to, or would they be interested in making a move for another O-lineman up front to beef up that front and maybe give both Peterson and Bridgewater a little more help?
Well, that's the tough part. I mean, who's out there? There were a lot of talks around here about, well, if Philadelphia wants to trade Evan Mathis, maybe that's something that they could look into because they're looking for a new guard. But what they did in the draft was instead they went out there and drafted three college tackles, and they've plugged each of them in at guard. When we're talking about T.J. Clemmings, Tyrus Thompson, and Austin Shepherd, so they're trying a lot of different things right now to try and beef up that offensive line. I don't see any kind of a trade happening with that. I think they're going to try and roll the dice on the pieces they got. They're actually moving over their best guard, Brandon Fusco, to the left side to try and help Matt Khalil, the struggling left tackle that they picked fourth overall in 2012. So they're pulling out all the stops, and we'll see how it works out on the field.
The Vikings, you know, you talked about their offensive line. It was interesting. Their first three picks in this year's draft were all on the defensive side. Cornerback Trey Waynes, and they went with Eric Kendricks, the linebacker, and Daniel Hunter, the defensive end. You would think that Waynes, because of where he was picked 11th overall, should be the most impactful. Do you think he will be on this team out of all their draft picks?
Out of all their draft picks, that's difficult to say, because I think a guy like Eric Kendricks, even, who was taken in the second round there, could be a really impactful guy given what he does for this team. I think he could be a three-down linebacker, even though he's starting off in the middle. Chad Greenway, their starting guy on the outside, who's been really a stalwart, pro bowler, great guy all around, but he's 32 years old. He's suffered so many injuries in the past few years that they're looking to replace him, and I think Eric Kendricks is that guy. So you got two guys with those first two picks and Trey Waynes, who by all measures should be a starter week one. That is absolutely the expectation, even though they're not going to publicly say it. You take a guy 11th overall, which is the highest pick in Viking history at that position. He is absolutely expected to start opposite Xavier Rhodes in that defense to try and slow down Aaron Rodgers, Jay Cutler, Matthew Stafford. So he'll have every chance to be impactful. But they also needed linebacker help, and so I think both of those guys have a chance to take that role.
Andrew, quickly, just looking, I know the NFL season's still a few months away. Is Green Bay the best team in your mind, or is it still Seattle in your conference?
Oh, in the NFC, that's difficult. I think you got to go with the team that came back from down 12 with 5 minutes to go in the NFC Championship game. It's hard for me to say that Seattle's not. Obviously, when you look inside the division here in the NFC North, as long as Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, no other team will be the favorite in this division. It is absolutely going to be the Green Bay Packers that they're all gunning for. And I actually had a sit-down with Mike Zimmer a couple weeks ago, just kind of a state of affairs deal, just to see what, you know, what his view was for this team going forward. And he said when he sits down with his staff and talks to general manager Rick Spielman and talks about the, just building this team, they mold it after Green Bay. And I think a lot of teams do that. And you can look at Seattle and say it's great what they've done, but really the building through the draft is something that Rick Spielman, the GM here with the Vikings, tried to emulate, that Ted Thompson does with the Packers. A lot of teams look at what works in this industry and they mimic it. And I think that's something the Vikings are trying to do here with Green Bay in the division.
Andrew, I appreciate the rundown. Should be an interesting next few weeks in Minnesota. Appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.